And welcome back in. Hour number four, Morning Drive on this Wednesday on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It is great to be with you. We are broadcasting live inside of the Ford Ice Center as we take you up until 10 o'clock. A lot to get to. We'll talk to Rick Bird in a couple of minutes. We've got On Tap Tonight later this hour as we just wrapped up Stick to Sports. And I got to tell you, man, those pancakes that I just had for breakfast and the eggs –
Ford Ice quickly becoming my favorite place on the planet. We're going to do lots of fun things after the show. We'll be some video of us curling. Derek Mason, of course, curling. We'll see what that looks like.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. So, especially, obviously, come out here that you can get. They got the bar. They already have the breakfast thing open and ready to go. You got the concession stand going. People are figure skating. People are playing hockey. It's awesome, an awesome place to come down and hang out. And I cannot think of a better thing to do. Like, if you and your boys are looking for something to do in the afternoon, come down and curl, man. How cool is that?
No, it's going to be really fun. And obviously, you'll see all the video of it on all of our social media pages, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, station website, thegamenashville.com. So stay tuned for that. We'll get to Rick Bird in a moment. Actually, Rick Bird is just joining us now. He's ready to go. We welcome in the head coach from Belmont Basketball, Mr. Rick Bird. Rick, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Good morning to you.
So let's get your thoughts. Obviously, sitting there on 22 wins coming down the stretch here in the Ohio Valley Conference. What are you looking for from your team in the final few games before you head into postseason play?
Well, we have two games left, and we're tied for the conference lead with Murray State. You know, even though it gets lost in the shuffle anymore when you talk about March Madness and going to the tournament, I still think a regular season conference championship is a real important accomplishment. And actually, I think it's a bigger and better accomplishment than winning that tournament. It doesn't mean as much. It doesn't get you as much. People don't remember it as well. But 18 games. So we go to Jacksonville State Thursday night and Tennessee State at home on Saturday, and that's the two teams that have beaten us. So it's a big week for us.
Coach, you just said the regular season championship is more valuable. I think you and I have talked about this before, but is the hay already out of the barn on the automatic bid and the conference tournament? Will there ever be a moment in time, 5 years, 10 years, 100 years from now, where we look at college basketball and we see conferences decide to give its automatic regular season champion the bid so that it gets its best team into the tournament? Do you think that's ever going to happen, or is the hay out of the barn?
I think the only way that it would happen would be if they expand the field and they decide that all conferences should have that situation where perhaps both people get in, or just one if it's the same team that wins both. You know, I think they'd have to go to 128 or something like that before they would include that many more mid-majors in the field. But as it is now, if it stays limited, and I'm not against limited, you know, basketball is a tournament game, and we can say all that we want to, but we've had some spectacular moments in the championship game of conference tournaments that people have talked about, that every Belmont fan will remember, every player and coach. You know, a few years ago when Taylor Barnett hit the three to beat a really, really good Murray State team, and it was a game, I don't remember the final, but it was in the 80s or 90s, and you know, I heard from people all over the country about how that was the best college basketball game they'd seen all year long. All that would kind of go by the wayside, I guess. So I get it. I think everybody gets it, but it's a tournament game.
Yeah, Coach, I would love to see, because that's the dilemma that I think some of the mid-majors, a lot of them get into, where, you know, sometimes your best team don't win your tournament, and then now – they are out of the field of, 64, 65. And that, to me, is not fair when you have a Belmont team and a Murray State team. Both teams are excellent teams. Both should get in based upon their record and who they've beaten throughout the season. So I think that's wrong, and it's to me, it needs to change. Now, Coach, when you look at your season, you've had a very long season. You talked about the two games You have remaining on your schedule before tournament play. How do you keep your guys engaged for the full season? Because I've never been in a situation where I played this many games, but even playing, you know, 16 games, there's right. a period in time where, you know, the coach has to say something or do something to keep you in line with what the goal truly is for the end of the season.
No, that's probably the biggest part of coaching, I think. You know, you can look at this season, and there's not a team that hasn't had its moments where they simply weren't, you know, use whatever terminology you want, but not ready to play that game and got beat. I mean, Villanova loses at home to St. John's, who hadn't won a conference game. They were number one in the country. I think Virginia lost at home to Virginia Tech. That may be the best two teams in the country. We all have those moments that we fight, and you know, almost every day, mm-hmm. I'm saying something to our team about why we need to be ready for this practice, but certainly for this next game. And you know, Tennessee State had a great run going, and then Eastern Kentucky, who'd only won three conference games, beat them over there Saturday night. You know, everybody that's a, you know, they've all got Division I players, mm-hmm. And you let your guard down at all, and you're going to lose a game that you are, quote-unquote, supposed to win.
Coach, the new quadrant system, what is your opinion on the committee going to, I guess it's giving more favor to some road wins versus some neutral site wins. Are you in favor of the new way the committee is looking at resumes?
You've gone beyond my pay grade now. You know, I just vaguely know what they're doing. I don't think it really impacts us. I mean, we've had some teams that would have been at-large teams. This team's not going to be there. We've had some really nice wins and some really quality close losses to good teams. But we've also had some losses that are going to keep us. It is a mid-major, and Illinois State was a perfect example of that last year. You just can almost not afford any mistake. Middle Tennessee State's sitting on that right now. I think most people would have them as an at-large. But if they lost one of these three home games yeah. they've got coming, they probably don't. We were able to go down there and beat them. That they've overcome that. I mean, I think we're a decent team, and I don't think that's a terrible loss. But it's a loss to a mid-major at home, and I don't think they can afford anything else. And that's too bad because I think they are worthy of that. You know, it just doesn't impact us. I like it when the committee and NCAA basketball keep looking at the metrics and what seems to show who the best teams are and why they're the best teams. I think the RPI is, becoming a little less important in the whole say-so. But I'm going to leave that up to guys that know a lot more than I do.
We're talking to Rick Byrd, head coach of Belmont basketball. Rick, let me ask you this. You know, you're a mid-major program, and obviously this year nationwide, one of the themes of the college basketball season has been just how wide open this tournament could be. As a mid-major, when you look at it, is it more wide open than you can ever recall? And could you see a handful of double-digit seeds making a deep push in the tournament?
That's a good point. I don't know if the 11 and 12 and 13 seeds are going to be closer to the 5, 4, and 3s or whoever they would be playing than in the past. We've struck out 7 times in this tournament wish that could change, but the reality of it is we're either a 13, 14, or 15, usually a 14 or 15. We're playing a top 15 team in the country. That's a really, really hard win. I do think that there are more teams that can win the tournament. I think you probably could get close to the double-digit seed in teams that would be capable of making a run and winning the whole thing. So that's kind of a sideways answer to your question, I guess.
We got it. Rick Byrd, head coach, Belmont Basketball. We appreciate the time. Best of luck in the final two games, and we'll talk to you next week, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Rick Byrd joining us here on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, when we come back, Louisville Basketball, their title has been vacated. Does that punishment work? We will discuss on Morning Drive right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.